This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the dairy industry has faced some scrutiny as of late, especially as it pertains to the safety of products in H5N1, formerly known as bird flu and high-path avian influenza. The USDA and the Food and Drug Administration have stood firm in assuring the public that our dairy is safe. And dairy farmers are helping to tell that story and promote their products. And we'll talk with the folks at Midwest Dairy right after this.
There are so many decisions that go into being a successful soybean farmer. Plant date, row spacing, water management, crop rotation, soil temperature, cover crop, soil pH, nutrients, water conditions. Whew! At least becoming a farmer member of the Iowa Soybean Association is one straightforward decision in your life. If you market at least 250 bushels of soybeans annually, ISA's farmer membership is available at no additional cost thanks to your soy checkoff investment. Just activate or confirm online and start reaping the benefits. It's a no-brainer. The Iowa Soybean Association proudly celebrates 60 years of moving our industry forward.
It's important to remember that dairy has a story well beyond the recent headlines and concerns, and that's where promotion comes in. Each year, checkoff dollars are used to help support the industry and educate consumers on the benefits of including real milk and other dairy products into your daily diet. Charles Kraus is the chair of the Midwest Dairy Board, and he talks about the mission to make every drop count by wisely investing checkoff dollars into ways that can help tell dairy's story. And they took a lot of great approaches to making that happen this last year.
Some of the cool things we did last year was partnering with influencers, and we actually had an influencer boot camp. And so we brought these influencers out, and we have a checklist we go through to make sure they agree with our values, our core values, what dairy farming stands for, and took them to a dairy farm and had them spend a couple of days out there and milk a cow, pick up a baby calf, and they did a little bit of informative learning for them out and showing some cover crops and some of the sustainable things dairy farms do. I always say the best way to convert someone is to get them on a farm tour. In our strategic plan, we try to talk about sustainable nutrition story and how farmers care for our land and our cows and produce crops along the way. Midwest Dairy's got their own social media sites, but we work with retailers. If you talk about medical influencers, we have a collaboration with the Mayo Clinic in the Midwest here.
That work was also done in partnership with retailers to help promote dairy products to consumers.
We have some pretty big players in the Midwest, and we've partnered with Cub Foods, Dollar General, which surprisingly, you may not know, is the second largest grocery store chain in America. The best partner with Cookies is Milk, obviously, and we had signage in the store there. Another really cool retail partner we had was in the quick serve restaurant with Freddy's, a burger place in the Midwest. They had this cheese steak burger, and they had four slices of cheese on a limited time offer, and it was the biggest selling thing. So you can imagine two patties with four slices of American cheese on it. That was one of the biggest partnerships we had as far as success stories in the local quick serve restaurants there.
Promotion's only part of the investment done with checkoff dollars. Like with any other commodity groups that use a checkoff, investments in research and innovation are also a top priority.
One of the cool things we did was with the Hatchery, which is a think tank where people can present ideas. It's mainly the millennials or Gen Zs are promoting an idea, and they can submit that. The person that won it, we paid for 1 year free use in a commercial kitchen, and it was a person that developed a new kind of cookie. Cookies are one of the fastest growing snacks, and this isn't cookies you're buying in the grocery store. This is actually cookie stores, like crumble cookies. This young gal came up with a cookie that uses real butter and cream cheese and dairy products in that. We give them an opportunity to give them a little head start.
You can learn more by visiting MidwestDairy.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.